You know, we talk a lot about climate change on this show, but you know, in a global sense. But today's deep dive takes us right to the heart of it, to India, where extreme heat is a daily reality for so many. We're diving into some research, some really fascinating research, actually, that really highlights the life or death. I mean, it really is life or death, the life or death role of cooling technologies in a warming world.
Yeah, and you know, it's not just about feeling a bit hot under the collar. The research you shared, it paints a very stark picture of the very real consequences for millions of people, especially given those record-breaking heat waves that India has experienced recently.
Absolutely. The paper mentions the 2022 heat waves reaching a staggering 51 degrees Celsius. I can't even imagine trying to function in that kind of heat. It really underscores the urgency of this issue.
Yeah, it does. And you know what I think is so fascinating is how the researchers connect these extreme temperatures to this almost paradoxical trend that's happening in India. They're seeing this surge in people adopting cooling technologies, but it's not as simple as it might seem on the surface.
Right, because it's not just about having access to HVAC or cooling. It's about who has access to which kinds of cooling. The research points to a real disparity there, doesn't it?
Exactly. So in India, you have two main types of cooling technologies. You've got your evaporative coolers, which are essentially fans that use water to cool the air. These are more affordable, obviously.
Yeah.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have your air conditioners,
mm.
which are much more effective, but significantly more expensive as well.
So one's a more budget-friendly option, while the other is a much bigger investment. But the research suggests it's not as simple as just choosing based on your budget, right?
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. The paper actually dives into this really interesting theoretical framework that explores how people make decisions between these two options. And they argue that it's not just about pure affordability. It's about weighing that affordability against how effective the technology is in the face of these increasingly intense heat waves.
So a simple cooler might be manageable on a milder day. But when you're facing temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius, it's not really going to cut it. You need that AC if you want any hope of getting through the day.
Precisely. And the researchers didn't just rely on anecdotal evidence or assumptions here. They dove into this incredible amount of data to back up their findings. I mean, we're talking household surveys on appliance ownership, electricity use. They really went deep.
It's amazing how they were able to weave together these different data sets to get such a comprehensive picture of what's happening. They even factored in national mortality records, which seems pretty grim, but I imagine is crucial to understanding the true impact of this cooling gap.
Oh, absolutely. By analyzing heat income technology choices and mortality rates altogether, they were able to draw some pretty compelling conclusions, albeit sobering conclusions. It really highlights how this issue goes far beyond just comfort. You know, it's about survival.
So let's dive into the numbers a bit. Who actually has access to these cooling technologies in India? The research uncovered some pretty stark numbers, right?
It did, yeah. In 2019, only a very small percentage of Indian households had access, crucially, to air conditioning. We're talking about a mere 6%. And when you compare that to the 33% who are relying on those evaporative coolers, you know the gap is really striking.
That's a huge difference. And I'm guessing that access isn't evenly distributed either.
You're absolutely right. As you might expect, AC ownership is concentrated in urban areas and among the wealthier segments of the population, of course. In fact, the researchers found that Delhi, for example, saw a 30% increase in AC ownership in just a few short years, a rate that took the U.S. a full decade to achieve.
Wow, 30% in just a few years. That's a huge jump. It really illustrates how quickly this technology is being adopted by some. Mm-hmm. But I imagine it also highlights the challenges faced by those who are being left behind. The study also looked at electricity consumption during these heat waves, if I remember correctly. What did that reveal?
Right, so this is a fascinating point. The data showed that wealthier households, they use significantly more electricity during periods of intense heat, which really indicates a heavier reliance on air conditioning. It underscores that for many, it's not just about owning an AC unit. It's about being able to afford to run it consistently when you need it most.
That makes a lot of sense. But it's not just the income levels that are driving this disparity, is it? There was also something about the role of infrastructure, particularly the electrical grid.
You're absolutely right. The researchers found that unreliable electricity grids in rural areas are a major barrier to AC adoption, even if people could afford to buy the units themselves. It's this perfect storm of economic disadvantage coupled with inadequate infrastructure.
Which is a recipe for disaster when you're talking about extreme heat. It essentially traps people in a very dangerous situation.
Mm.
And this is where those mortality records become so important. What did the researchers find about the link between cooling access and survival rates? during those intense heat waves.
Yeah, this is where the stark reality of this inequality really hits home. The researchers used daily temperature data to analyze mortality rates, essentially looking at how many people died on days when the temperature climbed above 35 degrees Celsius. And what they found was incredibly concerning.
So when those temperatures spiked, what did the data reveal about those who had access cooling versus those who didn't?
Well, the findings were pretty stark. Access to air conditioning significantly reduced the risk of heat-related deaths during those heat waves. But evaporative coolers, on the other hand, they offered a much smaller degree of protection. And of course, when you factor in those unreliable electricity grids we talked about, it creates an even more dangerous situation for those in rural communities.
It's heartbreaking to think about those families.
Yeah.
Especially knowing that for many, having an air conditioner isn't just about comfort. It's about having a fighting chance to survive. It makes you wonder. With India's economy growing, wouldn't that naturally lead to more widespread AC adoption? It kind of closed this gap naturally over time.
Yeah, that's a common assumption. But the research actually challenges that notion. Their projections indicate that even with economic growth, millions will still lack access to these life-saving cooling technologies in the coming years.
That's a sobering thought. It makes you realize that simply relying on economic development isn't enough. We need to find more immediate solutions.
Didn't the paper explore some potential interventions, like subsidies, for example?
They did. And what they found was quite compelling. The researchers estimated that the cost of subsidizing AC units for a significant portion of the population would actually be less than the economic benefit of the lives saved.
Now, that's a powerful argument for taking action. It really reframes the issue, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not just about the cost of providing cooling. It's about the cost of inaction. Precisely. And it really highlights the responsibility of governments and policymakers to ensure more equitable access to these life-saving technologies. It's about recognizing that in a warming world, access to cooling isn't a luxury. It's a fundamental human right.
Absolutely. This deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening. We've covered a lot of ground, from the science behind extreme heat to the economic and social factors driving this cooling gap. As we wrap up, is there one key takeaway you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
I think the most important message is that this is not someone else's problem. This is a global issue that demands urgent attention and action from all of us. The research is clear. Unequal access to cooling has life or death consequences, and it's time we start treating it with the seriousness it deserves.
Well said. A huge thank you to our expert for walking us through this critical issue today. And to you, our listeners, for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it sparks some reflection and perhaps even a call to action. Until next time, stay informed, stay engaged, and stay cool.